The Six Nations Santa Claus Parade will be making its return this November following a hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The parade has been sidelined since 2019. It was announced in the October 4th General Finance meeting for Six Nations Elected Council that the Santa Claus Parade Committee will be seeking funding from Elected Council in the sum of $6,500 to go towards signage, advertising, floats, and a new Santa Claus costume. Councillor Michelle Bomberry spoke on the parade making its return and where the funds will be going.
So, as I mentioned probably last year, the Santa Claus Parade is coming back, and so the committee couldn't be here today, but I think everybody knows that the Community Minded Spirits in Action, headed by the Paulus family, have been driving the parade for, gosh, over 25 years, and so for the last 10 years, I've helped them out. And we've actually always gone to the Six Nations Gaming Commission, who's funded through the bingo. Unfortunately, there's no funds there this year. So they've come to council to pay for the expenses. That $6,500 is the highest. If, you know, advertising isn't as high as we predicted, it will definitely come down. But you'll see in the budget that the funds go towards floats, purchasing candy, Santa Claus, and new signage.
Chief Mark Hill also spoke on the parade making its return and his excitement about the Santa Claus costume being upgraded.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Michelle. And I was so glad to see that they finally got a new Santa Claus outfit. Because the last few parades, Santa Claus was looking a little sad. So it's really nice to see that make some changes.
He went on to talk about the possibility of getting vendors to sponsor floats to bring more variety to this year's parade.
Just really quickly, before I go over to Nathan, I'm just wondering, we have a whole, it's been on my mind for some time in terms of really trying to beef up our community events and our community pieces to the event. So I'm just wondering, we do a lot of business with a number of different vendors. Is it a possibility? And I'm wondering maybe if Wayne can assist of, like, say, for example, Pepsi and all of our vending, and you see all of the bigger companies, really putting in nice events and local, parades and so forth. I'm wondering if we can look to see who are, like, say, top 10 vendors, and put a request on behalf of the committee and say, can you please put a float into our parade? Or, you know, just because, again, we do a number of business with different vendors. And I think it's the least that they can do to come and help support some of our local events. So I just wanted to bring, as soon as I seen this item, I was like, first, glad Santa Claus is getting a new outfit. And then second is looking at the vendors. So just wanted to put that on the floor.
Questions were asked whether or not Elected Council would be presenting a float in the parade as well. Chief Hill expressed his desire to have council featured in the parade, as well as other departments from community organizations.
That's a really, really good point. And I think that's another, like, we should be able to have like 20, 30 floats in that parade, maybe even more, just based upon the vendors, based upon our departments, based upon our own. I think it'd be nice to even see a nice council float. So maybe perhaps we could start to work on that as a team and show really across the board.
Councillor Michelle Bomberry was able to provide some of the departments that will be participating in the parade this year.
And I will say health, social, fire's there, and public works, they have to close the roads in partnership with the police. So we do have a lot, I feel, of our big departments participating annually. If we did a council float, that would be perfect.
The parade will take place November 19th, beginning at 10 a.m., starting at the Oswegan Speedway.